Jennifer is in Arran. Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Tickety-boo. Now, what would you like to talk about?
Well, what it is, you mentioned the magic word called Brexit.
Oh, right.
And I write poetry because it's a very long, boring winter on Arran.
I would imagine so, yes.
So this is a wee kind of tongue-in-cheek Brexit poem. I don't know if you'd be interested or not, but for me it says it all about Brexit.
Go on then.
Are you sure?
It's not going to take me through till midday, is it?
No, you're fine.
All right, okay. Go on.
All right. Brexit, flipping Brexit. I've got the Brexit blues. Aliens could have landed, but there's only Brexit on the news. For 3 years now, we've heard their speeches, put up with useless patter, the hapless and the hopeless talking stuff that doesn't matter. Mr Cameron was certain that Britain wouldn't leave, so he ordered a referendum with a Trump card up his sleeve. He wanted to rule the Union, be the man in charge, but his efforts were undermined by a wee man called Farage. The majority of Britain actually called his bluff. Of Europe and politicians, they had simply had enough. Out went David and chaos ruled, and in came Theresa May. The rest, they say, is history, but it's still going on today. We've got years to go of Brexit. I've really had enough. Boring, tedious talking makes listening very tough. Just when you think they've got a plan that makes for a happy exit, along comes some other master plan that absolutely wrecks it. Thank God for the Winter Olympics, I've got something else to do. There's no Brexit in Korea, so it's safe enough to view. I've given up on politics, they really are so boring. My interest is so fired up, I just end up by snoring. That's it.
Very good. You obviously don't have a lot of things to do at night.
No, really, no.